Let's leave this detour and get back to our focus, the English morphology. And what we see is that we can divide morphemes into different groups depending on their meaning. We have grammatical and lexical meaning in morphemes. We have already looked at the function words and content words, and we have the same system when we look at endings and prefixes. We have certain endings that only have grammatical function. These are called inflectional affixes. They are usually suffixes. They occur after the word. We also have derivational affixes, which have meaning. So if we add in at the beginning of a word, for instance, we negate it. We get a completely new meaning. So consistent means one thing, but inconsistent means something else. This is not true of inflectional affixes, the grammatical ones, where we only add grammatical meaning such as plural. So we have car and cars, and the S there only adds plural, which is a grammatical form.